difficulty of the language, difficulty of understanding, and difficulty of talking about something in the past that you don't remember, and talking about the lover instead of beloved. All this difficult task. Why am I doing it? He says, I don't want to do it. Love wants this to be out. And I'm like a mirror. Mirror should reflect the light. If not, it's not a mirror. So, there is no me. You remember the reed? Non-existence of this fellow? He says, there is no me. Love wants to become visible, reflects on me. Why doesn't it to you? Because you are a rusty mirror, that's all. Therefore, we go through a process of polishing. You polish yourself, the same will happen to you. Because this is something, at least he knows that this is an inspiration, isn't it? So it's coming in. He says it's coming in everyone, but you are rusty. Why? Like other materials being exposed to environment, you become rusted. Polishing is the stuff, mainly in first book, and he will talk about this polishing stuff at the second part of the book when he's talking about what could be done about this. Therefore, we got his message. The subject is difficult, but easy at the same time. Because in this environment, the opposite live together. He said, the pain and the joy are intertwined. This reed works with everyone, even the opposites. Because here, we don't see black and white. And this is something that should come from within. You just polish your mirror. What does the rust do? We'll come to that later. Let's go to the real beginning of the story. It was Bishnu. Now it will be Bishnagi. Bishnagi the Ustan. In the Ustan, all my friends, get into this tale in truth. It is the very marrow of our inward state. I talked about it last time, you remember, about the word heart. Here I will say, oh my friend, listen to this story, because this story itself, in truth, it is the novel, which is the cash value or analysis or critics about Har. We remember that he was approached to talk about Har. They went to him and said, you are happy. We want to live a joyful life. What could we do? He promised how to explain it, didn't he? How he's going to talk about it? Now he wants to open the discourse. He explained everything. Therefore you should know what is he going to do now. In the first paragraph, he will start the story that will tell you the real happening to you. What happened to you and how you became separated. We identified the different level of separation here. But one matters to us most is when you are separated. You. Because this time he's talking to you. When did you separate it? Let me tell you a story. When you were born, you had everything, and you were not separated. You were connected, everybody is connected when you were born. And you have everything. You feel the joy, you feel the pain, right? And you're happy to live, and you want to go on living, and everything, right? But you don't know what's going on, do you? No. Normally you don't know what's going on. And you're curious. Remember the curiosity in a human being. What would you do? You start looking around to understand what's going on. How you do it? First of all, you have to pull together whatever you have. If you want to go and understand what's going on, you have to pull all the resources you have, right? Then go and find what's going on. But remember, the thing that you're going to find is not a thing. Because you want to know what's going on to you. It's a process. It's something that doesn't give in very easily. It hides from you. It's hidden. So you have to hunt for it. That's how you become separated. You know? When you go for hunting, hunt the meaning of what's going on. What is the first thing that you will realize in the way of this hunt? The first thing you will find is your intelligence as a pretty lady to you, which is handmade for you. You know it. So you will find a handmaiden and you fall in love. Let me say it differently. When you wanted to know what's going on, you started to hunt for the meaning of existing and life and everything. So you tried very hard to hunt this meaning. The first thing you found was a lady here, which was handmaiden for you. That's how you were tricked. Because later you will see that this handmaiden is in love with someone else, is in love with you. But you love it. You love it so much that you give whatever you have to this lady. Then what happens? Up to here is very good. Actually, you become clever. You use your brain, your intelligence, to understand what's going on, little by little. What does this handwriting do for you? You discover the truth. You even create the rules, because look around you, this universe is very well organized, right? So there are different rules in here. Your brain, your intelligence, will discover these rules, right? From the beginning, what's going on? This happens because of this, and there is the cause and effect, right? You will discover the rule of cause and effect, and you're happy, you use it, and you become rich. Rich by meaning, we mean. Means you will become a clever one. This cleverness will satisfy you. Then, this little lady becomes sick because of that use. You use it for what? For discovering and maintaining the rules, right? What is left aside? Exception. Where exceptions comes in? You tell me. We talked about it right from the beginning. Whatever exists will give birth to the opposite. Whatever is has an opposite. I told you, the best way I learned about this was by a mathematician who came at the class and said, last night I made up one word, meaningless word, chabure. Okay? Then he talked here and there, suddenly he said, do you know what non-chabure means? And you do. He said, listen, the word was meaningless. How come the opposite has a meaning to you? Right at the moment that I create that meaningless one, It will create the opposite. Yin and yang are intertwined. This is what the existence is all about. Right? So when there is a rule, there is an exception. And here, by a very bizarre trick of creation, this exception is the most important thing, which is love. Love is exception to the rule.